Yeah.
Any activity between Russia and America? Did you have any other questions?
No, I think that pretty well covers it.
There was a mix-up on the tapes here. That's why it jumps into the subject on the Mark of the Beast. Thank you.
You better plug your ears right fast. You don't have a choice. And when they tell you, don't accept the mark of that beast, you don't even know what that mark is. We speculate it's the barcode. Well, obviously, it is the thing that has eaten you. You are being digested in the belly of that beast. Don't think he didn't pick and choose his menu and get you marked before you could become his enemy. So you're already in there being digested. Now where are you going to put up your battle? Out there at the barcode printing house and say, I will not take it upon myself. And he just will, you know, like the anteater. Well, you might as well just draw a fluorescent target on you. You think you're going to change the world with fluorescent targets on your chest? You're going to change the world from inside, as everything comes out. You're not going to do it with guns. You can give them a lot of indigestion with things like that, but you will not cure the disease. Well, but somebody might die. Billions are going to die. Billions. Do you have to be among them? Not if you open your eyes and think. Can you have fun while you are getting there? You better believe it. What else are you going to do? Mope around? Should none of you have ever had so much fun in your life? If nothing else, it gives you something to bitch about every day. I have so much to do. I just don't think I can stand this emotional trauma anymore. BS. Get your fingers out. Let's get busy, Dormont. What else are you going to do with them? Finally get enough calluses in the hands to make it worthwhile. We're having fun. You see, in Carson City, they object to that when I say, we are winning. We are having fun doing this. That's a no-no statement. They interpret it as, we're having fun ripping off and snatching and plagiarizing and all these things. I wouldn't waste a tenth of a second using anybody's information if I were not giving them such honor by using their material, that I would like it wrung to the ends of the earth. They may call it plagiarism. I call it honor. To call attention to a man's work, whether or not I approve of the man's actions, is immaterial. Lau stated, and possibly Russell said it, toward his confused time, that Mary Baker Eddy is the only human being on the planet that ever got it right up until him. Wrong. She got it wrong. Right up through him. Because when you try to mix it with the spirituality of man's source, it all falls apart. Even if you have received the information and you think you know, and who was Mary Baker Eddy? Christian Science. Two mutually moronic statements. Mutually exclusive, total opposites. Christian representing in the minds of everybody religion, and science representing science. That is like saying political science. If there is any science in politics, I'll eat my hat, if I had one. Neither is there in religion, and certainly not in spirituality. Spirituality is that part of you who already knows the science and must accept the truth of what you are. So the great gift was in understanding or being given this. Why was it given to Walter Russell? Because he searched. And he had friends such as Nikola Tesla, who understood the mechanism, who functioned on two dimensions with these mechanical gadgets. And he would say to his friend, "Don't you see it?" And a friend would say, "Man, you've lost it." But Russell understood. Why did Dorma get in trouble? Or why did I get her in trouble? I didn't. Remember, I didn't write those books. Germain wrote them. He had worked with Walter Russell, and Walter Russell sat right there at the keyboard. And they struggled with Dorma for 2 solid days. Well, she tried to draw something that was alien to her. She's not an artist. An artist. She's not a grammarian either. That's what started it. Actually, that's not what started it. John Coleman got pissed off at George Green. That's what started it. How will I get George Green? I am going to go to the University of Science and Philosophy, and I'm going to tell them that that bunch out there is making $1 billion, and they plagiarized all your work. The ones at US&P didn't even know there were more than 9 volumes ever written. They are shocked to find there are now 78 of them. How much plagiarism can take place when you don't start out with more than 200 pages? It reminded me of our friend Bill Cooper. They plagiarized 50 pages of my work, and his whole document was 26 pages. Will God allow the work to be lost for mankind? Of course not. Does it mean Dorma is going to get in trouble with the federal court? Maybe, maybe not. Depends on the justice system and how well, quite frankly, the lawyers handle it. Do you think the judge gives a damn? You think he is going to go read all those books and say, "Oh, well, my goodness, I better just look at this against this"? No, the second magistrate put it right. Lady, you're going to lose either way. You think the judge wants to throw her in prison? No, it's not going to look too good for him. Once he realizes the scope of what he would be doing, he might think it's a little bit fun to make a point for everybody. Shape up, you cultists who believe in little ETs running around. But you see, if you believe the first side, which is US&P, you have to believe the second side. You cannot have one without the other. If Dorma cannot receive it in that manner, then neither could Walter Russell. So God does not carelessly choose the problem to present. Do I want to close up US&P? No. They're not my business. I would help them as much as I can because they hold the information and the background information from which Walter worked. And Nora cannot go back there and get it all in the biography. Then why did we do it this way? Why did Jermaine even allow this to come to be? Because we had to flush out your enemy among you. And I just hope that there is intelligent wisdom enough in this instance to back off and close this thing, because one facet of the CIA is already into it. And if the ones who hear my voice think that I will fish them out of this mess, they better remember something. They turned away, and I will not turn a finger. And there's some pretty serious ones out there about fed up with George Green. And he is small, nothing potatoes. And I am talking on a massive level. And I'm talking at the lower trench level where they shoot each other with very sophisticated stuff. It didn't have to be this way. It doesn't have to be this way. Are these threats? No, I don't do anything. We just need to move on. They can do whatever they want.
Thank you.
And these kinds of men have no integrity. They'll suck anybody in that they would have been able to set up before. And do they even know it? Most instances, absolutely no. They stumbled into it, and their egos got in the way, and then their greed got in the way, and then their perceived being had got in the way, and I'll get you if it takes to my dying day. Well, dying day may end up happening because they cross the wrong ones, and it ain't Patton. I'm going to repeat. To go so hard after my scribe means that the newspaper might get closed down, and it is a source of communications and information that misses 9/10 of the readers. It isn't apt to be allowed to happen, and I don't have to do anything about it. I'm sorry. These ones were given every opportunity to work within this loving environment. They were offered every opportunity to have the abundance that would flow from doing it right. And isn't it interesting? The tester is always the pile of gold. Right now, Eleanor's family, etc., are over there trying to dig up whatever John may have put aside in the earth. They stripped the home, they've taken his things, they've thrown away everything that was priceless to him, which were his engineering things, And John's coming back into life, my friends. The next problem comes, how do you protect these ones when he blows his gasket? When you steal from your very own, you've made a very bad blunder. Do we have anything from Soltech here?
Yes,
we do. Let's change the subject and get on to something worse. There's Kelly. She's doing a good job. She kind of tried to dump it out there on Ed. But Soltech has a lot longer to work with her.
Before I begin to read Soltech today, Mom is absolutely right. We are going from bad to worse in some respects. And I would like to share something because I was late getting here, not only because my own place is being pulsed so badly that the circuit breakers are going out and I'm having major electrical problems at home, but I got a call before I came here from my mother, and she was describing the storms in Pennsylvania that hit her house last night and did significant damage. And what I'd like to say to the people out in Tapeland is to please listen to what Commander has said about just basic supplies. Because there was an announcement earlier today that just over last night, 250,000 people in Des Moines, Iowa, now don't have drinking water because the flooding has reached a level that is not there. There are plants for processing water, not just sewage, but water. So right overnight, you have 250,000 people trying to get to the store to get bottled water because they didn't bother to do it over the last year. My own mother sat there for 17 hours in the dark with no way to cook anything. I told her a year ago to get a small camping stove, have water and a small camping stove. I don't want to do that. I grumble, grumble, grumble. So she sat on the cellar steps for 17 hours. Last night, with no way to eat anything, nothing to eat but cold crap, she could have had nice warm soup and made a nice little picnic out of it, invited somebody else over, didn't have anything. The storm all came from one direction, from the westerly direction. It was ferocious, but our back porch, very big, very comforting, very spacious. She could have had a nice picnic out there, had she only listened. So I want this warning to go out because I'm mad as hell, and I gave her hell earlier today.
Well, I'm going to protect her.
I'm tired talking about it.
She's coming out to visit very soon, we hope.
She is on Wednesday. I'll give her help.
We are really going to pick on her when she gets
here. No, she's a stubborn old German lady, and you can never pick on her too much. You may never get anywhere. But.
Well, I'm going to put this on the tape for Daylene. Her name is Martha. And Daylene has always hated that part of her name. Her name is Martha Diane. And once, regardless of what you want to think about it, Martha is one of the most meaningful, beautiful names ever to grace your place.
After the age of about 21. Martha had a
tail. Well, Martha's coming to visit. Well,
Diane, if it is of any consolation, my mother's nickname from high school is Boots. Well, so she's called Bootsy Bootsy since then. So I think she had the same problem with Martha that you did.
Well, wait till they're lined up saying, "Hey, my name is Martha." Remember?
Okay, now I'll get the Soltech. Good evening, Tonio Soltech, present in the holy light of the one Creator God. As we sit to write this evening, let us take a few moments to reflect upon that which we are. That being a portion or fragment, if you will, of that divine life of creation, a physical expression of divine thought from the mind of Creator God. You ones of divine origin, expressions of the Creator, each one individual, yet all inexorably linked and connected one to another by this divine light.
Only through this knowledge can you one ever hope to redeem your world out of the darkness, which has its long shadow cast upon it. This light is the enemy of the darkness, and one small spark has ability to extinguish a vastness of dark influences. Many sparks of the divine light make an intensely brilliant light and has the ability to absorb all the darkness present upon your world. A few steps forward have been taken in recent days.
Please turn the tape over. Thank you.